Okay, good morning. Moadim Simcha. We're Masechet Bechorot Taf Dalet. We're starting with the Mishnah at the bottom of Gimel. Taf Gimel Amar Bet, there's a new Mishnah. It seems a little bit different, to say the least. The beginning Mishnah says, Kohanim ve-Levi'im p'turin mi-Kal v'Chomer. Okay, anyway, why Kohanim ve-Levi'im p'turin from Kal v'Chomer? From what? Now, there's not Rashi on there, by the way. There's a Rabbeinu Gershom.
There is a Rashi.
Wait, on that? On p'turim mi-Kal v'Chomer? They on the next line. No. So you're right. Sorry. Apetech amorka. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I actually didn't even see the drashi.
It's hard to find.
I didn't see the drashi.
Hey, he tells you what you're talking about.
Because look at Rabbi Gershom at the bottom. And the Gershom said the very last line. I couldn't even p'turim mi-pidyon p'trei chamorehen. Okay, so I didn't see the Rashi. Okay, shkurach. Because Rashi says, Kesakurach, Rashi at the moment, the Havamina is, what the Mishnah is speaking about, Peter Chamor. Just like we've seen up until now, the first Mishnah was Peter Chamor. So to Kodim Turim from Peter Chamor. And why? From Mekal Vachomer. Im Petro et Yisrael b'midbar. Because it appears over here that the Levi'im, you know, well, not appears, we know that from the Chumash, that after Chet Ha'Egel, when they did the whole story and the Mishkan came, they took over, so we did an exchange, remember? The amount, the Torah tells how many Levi'im there were, and how many Bechorim there were, and the Bechorim, and there were a few left over, and they bring money against the few that were left over. Remember, there was a bit of a shortage. Mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly one for one. So at the time, and they also did the Petra of the Behemot, but it was the animals, human beings and the animals, Kohanim, Levi'im, and Bechorot, and the animals of the Levi'im, and the Bechorot of Am Yisrael. There was a whole big... exactly. So we said, that's the Kal v'Chomer. That Im Pidru Levi'im Bechorei Yisrael b'midbar, says Rashi, Im Pidru Levi'im Bechorei Yisrael, with people, we've got animals now, people, one for one. So what, Dinu, Sheev, through et Shilatzman. Which if the Levi is able to poter the Yisrael, then obviously he can poter himself. So therefore, whenever there's a chiyuv of a Bechor, the Levi doesn't have to bring a Bechor. Because the Levi is a Levi, it could be poter the Bechor of Yisrael, the human being, then certainly he doesn't have to bring a... he's not poter in the Bechor. Okay, Mati raised his eyebrows. Agree, it's different to what we would have expected. Okay, the Gemara says like this. So the first kashya of the Gemara was Inu Patur. Inu Patre. What? Did the Levi'im Patur, the animals? Because you're saying, yeah, like the Levi'im Patur'd, the Levi'im, therefore, what's with the animals? Inu Patre. Adam Patar, Behem Patra. It was animals and men and human beings. So was a Levi now Patur from a Bechor of a Chamor because he was able to Patur the Bechor of Israel in the desert? Okay, that's a good question, right? Dichtiv kachet Levi'im tachat Bechor b'vnei Israel. The pasuk says straightforward, right? The pasuk in Bamidbar says kachet Levi'im tachat Bechor b'vnei Israel et behemat Levi'im tachat behemtam. So we see people for people, animals for animals. Why are you confusing now in the Mishnah suddenly animals and people, right? So Amar Abaye Hachiyam. I said this is what we meant to say. This is how you meant to read the Mishnah. Kohanim v'Levi'im p'turin behemtam mikal v'chomer. That makes more sense now, right? That's why Rashi, if you look carefully now, Rashi says, Avia, Kasal Kadatach, a Peter Chamor Kai, the Mishnah. La Havamina is that we're discussing the Peter Chamor, but it appears Avia now. We're not discussing the Peter Chamor, we're actually discussing that's not the Levi'im to the Peter Chamor, it's Levi'im's animals to the Peter Chamor. Right? So he says, Amar Kohanim, Levi'im Turim Behem Tam Gagavomer. Im Ifkia Behem Tam Shalavim Behem Mashli Shabba Milbar, even in the desert, their animals were able to mafkir the Bechora from the animals of the Israel. Dinu shetafkia et shel atzman. Okay, et shel atzman, meaning their own animals. So that makes more sense now. Right? In other words, their animals were able to do it, so for now their animals. Amale Rava. So Rava doesn't like this. Aha, but doesn't the pasuk say over here? And we've got on this perush here, we've got a tzon kodesh, right? We've seen it often. The Mesot HaShas quotes Tzadik Kuf when he makes a change, right? Here we've got the Hagahot of the Tzon Kodesh over here. Okay, on the Amud. Those are the square brackets. Look at the square brackets of Tzon Kodesh. So he changes the order slightly. The question is not Vaha Petru Inhu Ketani, but he says, slightly, Petro Ketani. The Pasuk says, what did the Pasuk say? We quoted a Pasuk a second ago. Where it says patru. Where does it say? Where does it say the word patru? The word patru. Don't anybody see where the word actually comes with patru? It says patru katari, the mashma inu. He says no. He says with the Mishnah. Says imputurin. He says, what are you going on about the animals? The Mishnah says vaakatani. That's right, akatani. But our Mishnah tells us straight out, patru, they, not the animals. That's what Rava says, right? Vaha patru katani. The mashma inu. It means them, not the animals for the animals and them for them. Them for the animals. Va'od. This is the second question he has on whoever this is talking over here. We're not sure who it is. That's the truth. Right? On the Gemara, whoever's asking the question.
Rabbi says to Rabbi.
What?
Rabbi says to
Where did you see a Rabbi saying anything to Abaya?
Well,
Amalei Rabbi. Who's Rabbi speaking to?
Rabbi Lei.
To him.
Amalei, but to him. But to who?
Abaya.
Who was speaking beforehand?
Abaya. To the animals, not the beasts.
Where do we see there was Abaya?
Just the Pasuk Republic.
Amar Abaya. Ah, Jesus. Because Abaya comes afterwards. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's early in the morning. All right. So Amar Rava makes I actually missed that completely, because afterwards we'll see that the Gemara says afterwards, Bein Ledina and Bein Rava, when afterwards we've got Rav Safra speaks to Abaya, and he says, Bein Ledidach, Bein Abaya, and I never understood where that Abaya came from. Okay, all right, thank you very much. All clear now. Amar Abaya, right. Amar Rava, v'hapitro inuktani, v'od, and furthermore, im ita. Remember, imita, right, is if what you're saying is correct, the Rashi says, if imita, the dashin and kal v'chom nega behema v'bechor behema, tohore nifru levim, daha behema, tohore dinu dafkil behema tishra. Right, says, if imita, that you're telling me that it was the animals, for the human beings for the animals, right, afinu v'bechor behema tohora nifteru. Then it's not just Petr Chamor, then it's all the animals. We're discussing at the moment just Petr Chamor, rather than it's everything. So he says, if that's the case, Alamet Nan, why we got a Mishnah later on? Lo niftru mibachor behema Torah, ele mipidyon haben upetre chamor. The Torah says specifically, or the Mishnah says later on, that the only thing that the Levim were able to do was to prevent themselves from having to bring a petre chamishas la'im for binyon pidyon haben and petre chamor. According to you, it's all the animals, even the bechor of a kosher animal, right? Why only petre bechor? So Rava says no. El Amar Rava Hachikan. This time we see what we're going to read. Yeah, Kohanim uLevi'im. Read the Mishnah like this: Kohanim uLevi'im Pturin. That's Agota Bach changes it. Kohanim uLevi'im Pturin. Hein Atzman Mikal Vachomer. This is the Mishnah discussing. Hein Atzman. Do you understand why Rashi said again? Yeah, Kasal Kedatach. Right. You know, Rashi saying that everything's in the Kohen will be clear at all. It's not so straightforward. El Kohanim uLevi'im. Turin atzman mikal v'chomer, right? From God says, if imifkir kedushatan shel Levi'im, kedushat Yisrael b'midbar, lo yafkir shel atzman, right? He says like this, basically, the Levi'im themselves are patur, because imifkir kedushatan shel Levi'im, kedushat Yisrael b'midbar, if the Levi'im could be makdish, could mafkir the kedusha of the Yisrael, then they don't need kedusha b'chor for themselves. So the Gemara is like this: Eshkachin Adam. Before we get to Petach Hamor, now we're talking about animals bichlal. There we're speaking about people. Our question now is on Petach Hamor and on behemot tohorot now, right? This is Eshkachin Adam. We found where that was Adam to behemot tamei minalad. But where do we know dafka about Petach Hamor from? So Amar Kra, the pasuk says it brings a before pasuk. Kol peterechem lechol basar sheyakrivu l'Hashem ba'adam uva behema yelach achpado tivdet b'chor ha'adam et b'chor ha'behema ha'tmea tivdet. See that the pasuk specifically achpado tivdet b'chor ha'adam et b'chor ha'behema ha'tmea tivdet. We know the only behema tmea that needs pidyon is chamor. Kol sheyesh lo b'chor ha'adam. So Gemara says it carries on. So kol sheyesh lo b'chor ha'adam yesh lo b'chor ha'behema tmea. V'chol shel b'chor adam, eino b'chor behemet tameya. full stop. Therefore, we see we got a makor for behemet tamaya. So Amar Rav Safra Rabaya. Yeah, this is I don't understand where this came from now. So Amar Rav Safra Rabaya ledidach says now to you the Amar behem tam. Because remember, we've got over here Abaya said Hachika Amar Konim Levim Torim behem tam. He said Abaya is going on the side that the Mishnah is discussing that the Levim themselves were potter of the animals, rather saying that it's actually the people and the animals. Right? You with me? Right, it says ledidach damart behem tam. Look at Rashi, yeah. Ledidach damart behem tam. The abahema nami kedarish kavachomer. Right, we talk about the animals. Bein Levi the havele se. So now it should depend. A Levi who's got his own se, the afke lifka. Right, he should be the one that should be able to mafkia because his se can work for the against the. But, the petter of the Israel. The lo havele se, right? If he hasn't got a se, if he hasn't got one, the afke lo lifka. The Mishnah Rashi changes that, the afke lo lifka. Then he shouldn't be able to, right? So that's the first question that he asks. He asks a couple of questions here, Rav Safra. Question number one is, with regards to, it should depend if he has a se, he hasn't got a se. Now, next question. Bainden ledidach. Bain le Rava, whether it's you now who speaks about animals as well, or Rava says only the human beings, the people themselves. So then, Ben Chodesh, the Afka Lifka. If it's a Ben Chodesh, then it should work. Pachot me Ben Chodesh, the Lo Afka, Lo Lifka. We're saying only a lady Ben Chodesh, Shalom Steve. Shkoach on the table, so I see that. That's at the tools. We'll get it to that. So he's saying we should only work if they have their own say. The third question he asks, we see it doesn't work like that. They have to have unseen. And the third question he asks is, Levaya lo tifka, a girl, a bat levi, if she has a child, her child should be a part of Pidyon HaBen. Right? Because Levaya lo tifka. So if that's the case, Abaya lo tifka, he only asked the third question, Alama amarav adabar ava Levaya sheyalda. See, aloha is. He says, what aloha? A Levaya sheyalda, a levi girl who has a child, and Rashi adds in here, Mi Yisrael. See that? The child from Yisrael, not from a Yisrael or a Kohen, right? Bena patur mi chamei shleim. Her husband, her child, is patur from Pidyon HaBen. Look at Rashi. Levai she'aldo mi Yisrael, lo tivka k'shem pecho bena. It shouldn't be. Why? Da ha'lo nimu midbar, ele zecharim. Avon nekevot lo evkiu klum. The woman, we don't see anywhere that the women were one who were set off against the Israelim. So how come their children, if we understand up until now that's a kavachomer from them to the Israel, fine. But there were no Leviot. So the Gemara finally have, he only answers the last question at the moment. How long can we have three questions, right? The first question was, so then only they've got to say they should have it. According to him and to Rava, it should only be a Levi ben Chodesh. And the third question was about the Leviot. So this is how long kashya. What does he say? The peterechem talerachmana. Why is the levi? It's an unbelievable chiddush. This. Why does the levaya work? Because it's peterechem. Right. Look at Rashi. Yeah. But peterechem talerachmana lebechor. When it comes to a bechor, it's the rechem, the womb that what counts. The chayvan derechem dahach levayahu. And whose womb is this that the baby is being born through? Which is the bechor, right? The levaya. As linan achara aim linan chamisha slaim, we go after the mother, because the rechem, she's a rechem. Her rechem is a levaya. So even though we don't see that the levim themselves, and they didn't do that, but it comes to the rechem, they come to the rechem. So now, for Aaron, so there's another kasher over here. For Aaron, shelo aya bo to minyan lo lifka. So now we've got another question he asks. If Aaron himself, right, Aaron wasn't, where they counted all the Levim, the count, Aaron wasn't in the count. Right? So if Aaron wasn't in the count, so look at Rashi, if Aaron shloi v'to minyan, lo hu v'lo behemotav, shelo hivkiu et b'chorei Yisrael, lo yivka pitrei chamorem didei. So basically now he's saying that kavachomer, which he wanted to apply, shouldn't apply to Aaron. Right? In other words, he shouldn't be able to have the kavachomer Aaron and his children, that they are patur from Pidyon HaBen, or Petra Chamor, because they themselves didn't work offset against Am Yisrael. Right? I actually wanted to bring the chumash, yeah. But you know, there's dots. You know, Rashi's got his own version. How are we doing, Talmud? We're doing very well, actually. We're worth trying a chumash up, yeah. What's the pasuk there?
Where
do you find the
pasuk
there? What's the
pasuk? The pasuk
is... Lamidbar Gimel. Lamidtet. Look at this. Okay. Pass it around. See, it says over here in the pasuk. It says here, Kol pekudei halevim asher pakad Moshe va'aharon al pi Hashem lemishvachotam. Kol zachar ben chodesh lemala. Right, the Shnayim v'Esrim Aleph, and on Aaron over here it says v'Aharon. There's a dot on the Aleph, a dot on the Vav, a dot on the Hey, two dots on the Resh, and a dot on the Nun. Now Rashi says, we've learned this before plenty of times. Rashi's got a code for the way the dots are. If I remember correctly, he says like this: when the dots are the dots on less on the minority of the letters, so then you take out those letters and you read the rest of the word. So like, for example, I can imagine if it was a dot on the Vav, you wouldn't need the Vav. Let's say, for example, when the dot on all the letters, you don't read the word at all. So if the word doesn't exist, that's why it says Kol Pekudei Halevim Asher Pakad Moshe Va'aharon Apeshem Shacham Kol Zachar. The dots are telling us that Aaron was out of the picture. Let's see if Rashi actually says anything over here on this pasuk. Asher pakad Moshe v'Aharon, nekud al Aharon. Here we are. See that Rashi says here, nekud al Aharon, lomar shelo haya b'minyan leviim. See that? Aaron's not in the mikud of the leviim. That's how we know that. That's the Mesorah, that Aaron's out altogether. There's a sita chachamim over here that says, perush shelo haya mitasek b'minyan leviim, ele Moshe levado, ומבני ששניהם היו מתעסקים בבניין ישראל, דרך הנקרא לכתוב כאן אף שלא היה בבניין הלוויים. מכל מקום הזכירו הכתוב בבניין הלוויים, יש מפרשים שלא היו בבניין הלוויים, שלא היה הוא מן המניין, וכן מה שמסכת בחורות דף ד', קרא את זה הגמורה, אני צריך לצבע שלא מסכת בחורות דף ד', אבל קשה, והקרא במובן כתיב אשר פקד משה ואהרון ולא מניין. Okay. That's the ra'im. But li nirah, he says, dachi perusho, b'dinikud al Aaron, since it's got the nikud al Aaron, mashma shelo haya b'monin, v'lo havei nami b'minyan. He wasn't part of the counting or part of the counted. Im lo kain, lama leila skir Aaron v'linkud alav. Why do you have to mention him and put the dot in him? Ele shelo lomar b'monin, lo haya b'minyan haya. Don't think that he was one of those counting, but he wasn't himself counted. He wasn't involved at all. Rabbi Shumachi hiskiru v'neker alav l'midrash haya chaser mikol v'chol af min ha-minyan. Domei k'tar perish zeh l'ma shepirashti b'midat etzon. Okay, but kitzur. So that's...
Yeah,
but
now the nikud...
But the nikud, not on the whole word. If you look at it, you'll see it depends. Rashi's got a limud. But if the dots are on the whole word, not the whole word. He has on the whole word. He takes the word out completely.
Yeah.
All right. So, so he says the Aaron shlo yabo tominyan lo livka. The Tanya, lama nikud al Aaron shebechumash hapikudim. Shlo yabo tominyan. I haven't seen that. I didn't see that last time. It's quite exciting. The Shas actually quotes this Gemara. Taz learned this Gemara. So Amar Kra. So he answers. He says no. Halevi'im hukshu kol levi'im zelaze. Don't exclude Aaron. Aaron is part of it. Why from a hekesh? Right? Hashta ifriku kulhu chiyuv tiyuvta. Basically, he's answering over here. You see what he says here? Hukshu hashta ifriku kulhu tiyuvta. So now that we've answered this question here, of there was a hekesh from Levi to Levi, now we can suddenly go through and say all the questions. Question number one, you said only by time. So a Levi who had a seh could work without a seh. How could he do it? Ah, because he's mukash to the other Levim who had a seh. The second question, only Levi ben Chodesh. How could Levi Lesi ben Chodesh work? Because he's Mukash to all other Levi'im. The third question of Leviah, we can see here as well. We answered it on its own. And Aaron was Mukash to those as well. Right? So the Gemara says now, Kohani Minalan. So we know about Levi'im, but Kohani Minalan. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and we said this before recently, we saw it at the end of Masechet Chulin, remember? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Be'esrim v'arba makomot nikru kohanim levi'im v'ze echad mehem. Kohanim or levi'im, for that purpose, this is one of them. The pasuk says, v'kohanim ha-levi'im b'nei tzadok, v'nei tzadok. Okay, so Angmar says, beautiful. Okay, so now we've worked out that the levi'im are patur from pidyon because of the midbar. But ulurodot ulurdorot min alan, but that works all very well when you're in the desert. But for dorot, from where do we know that? But look at Rashi. Ashiv teru b'chorei kohanim b'levi'im. Te'me'aka v'chomel loash minan ele b'midbar. Right? So how do we know that patur b'chorei carries on forever? Amar kra v'ayu li alevi'im. V'ayu. Right? We've seen this before. What's v'ayu? V'ayu b'havayatan yehu. In other words, we look at it in the Lashon hoveh. That's what v'havayatan means. I mean, as things are. In other words, as they are, that's how they will be. Now the next question I was asking is, how do we know that the se, what works? We've got a petr chamor. You bring a se. A se is a sheep, right?
Yeah.
A lamb. Umayda b'se, right? See, Rashi says, yo, umayda se. Rashi changes the question a little bit to your stamp shot. In the Gemara, your stamp shot is, how do you know the Levim work with se, that you bring a se? Rashi says, umayda b'se, shall ben Levi niftru pitrei chamorim shel Yisrael, the kamat le'el ben Levi dehave le'se, da'afke nifka. He says, how do you know Dafka was a seer from the Israel, from the Levi against the Israel in the desert? Okay, Amar Chizda, Neymar, Kesef Ledorot, Neymar, Sele Dorot. We've got two Pesukim over here. The one Pasuk says, Ufduya v'ben Cholesh Tivde, with regards to pitching a bit of a person. It says, Berekecha Kesef, Chamish Hashikam Shekha Kosh, Eshrim Gerahu. And then it says, V'chol Peter Chamor Tivde, B'se, V'im Lord Tivde, V'arafto V'chol Adam B'vanecha Tivde. Right, so there we've got basically like a Gzer Shava here, of Kesef and Se. If you ask me, basically the Gzer Shav is really coming from the word Tivde. But the Gemara just mentions Kesef Lord Venema Sil Lord. Ma Kesef Lord Lord Po Bo Padu Lord Bo Padu Lord Tash Lord Lord. I'm going to Lord Bo Padu Lord Lord Bo Padu Lord Tasha. Af Se I'm going to Lord Bo Padu Lord Lord Bo Padu Lord Tasha. Basically, we know that so that answers why the Rashi's question was in the desert. How did it work for Se? Because we see from the Dorot back to the future, to the past. This is actually a little bit in the other way around, that in the desert also worked the seh, because the future is a seh, the future is money, the present was money, therefore the present was also with the seh. Ma'ala kesef shechen podin bo hekter gemor. Wait a second, that's not so straightforward. Kesef you can learn. Why? Because kesef shechen podin bo hekter sho to ma'aseh sheini. We know that kesef works back and forward because kesef has other functions, right? Look at Rashi over here. Hektishot, v'im ha-magdish yigal et beito v'chulei, or with regard to mas yeshay dichtiv, v'natatek b'kesef, hichach padu bo b'chorop ha-midbar, kele dorot, tomar, I understand why in the desert it worked like dorot, aval se, ein podim bo hektishot, there's no se, there's no future issue of se here, which we're learning about to go back into the desert. Se doesn't exist, other than in this aviyah, but we can't learn it from kesef with a pidyon ha-ben. So ma'ala kesef shechem podim bo hektishot, ela amar kra, kids like this. He brings another pasuk, which says, "Kol petirechem l'chol basara sheyakrivu l'Hashem." Any of the petirechem, right? Ubehema. Now, achpado tivde et bechor hadam ve et bechor habehema hatmea. So we got a limud over there. Achpado tivde et bechor hadam ve et bechor habehema hatmea tivde. Ma bechor hadam lo chalakta bein lo drot bein lo tasha'a. So we see when it came to pidyon haben, we made no distinction between the future and the desert. But kesef. So we see that from the future we know seh, so too in the desert was it done with a seh. So only basically a levi seh would be the levi which would put the bechor, the peter chamor of Am Yisrael in the desert. Okay, so now we've got a new question. Rabbi Chanina. We've got Rabbi Chanina says, seh echad shel ben levi, patar kama pitrei chamorim Yisrael. We're going now in the midbar. He says one seh of a ben Levi could work against multiple sehs of a bechor. You have to do one for one. Right? A seh had multiple use. And Amar Abai, and Abai commenting on that, says teda. Right? Says teda. Sharei mana katuv odafim ba'adam velo mana odafim ba'behema. And there seems to be proof. What's his proof? The Torah tells us there was X amount of change when it came to the Bechorot, as far as the Levim were, because we had to bring money for the balance. But for the Behemoth, there was none. How did that work? Because one seh could do more than one seh. That's why we didn't have to worry about change. Right? So Gemara says, how do you know? Mimai. Maybe they weren't changed. Maybe there basically wasn't, right? Look at Rashi there. They weren't more than they had. It was one for one. Just happened to work out. They never had to have. That's why they never counted change. Not because one could do more than one, but they never had to. It doesn't make sense then. Why? Dichtiv umikne rav. When they came to Moshe to ask him to go on Ever Layardain, what was their argument? They got a ton of stock. And therefore, they need so much animals. Obviously, they had much more than the Levi'im. So the Gemara says, okay. But Dilma afilo hachi, pshutim the Levi'im havu kaimei lebahari b'chori Yisrael. They might have had a lot of animals. Now, hold on a second. Right. Okay, this is an answer, right? So he says, no, Dilma afilo hachi, even though you're saying that they had a ton of animals, maybe as far as Bechorot were concerned, they were still equal. Look at Rashi there. Dilma afilu hachi, the mikne rav, afilu hachi, even so, lo havu odfei behema behema, shiyu bechorei behemat Yisrael, or afim al pshutei behemot Levi'im. The pshutim of the Levi'im, they might have had a lot of stock, but we talk about the Bechor of Am Yisrael with regards to the regular animals. The Levi'im never had a Bechor. It was a regular seva of a Bechor of a Levi. The Levi'im stock was big enough to neutralize the Bechorot of Am Yisrael. That might have been the case, right? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk said, "Et behemata Levi'im tachat behem tam." So we see here, the Pasuk says straight out, "Et behemata Levi'im tachat behema achat." Tachat behemot arbe. Even if you want to say it, sorry, that was the case, still the make, because the pasuk seems to imply that they still went for many. So basically, we supported Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said that one can do more. We said, wait a second, it doesn't make sense. There were many more. So even if you said there were more pshutim, it doesn't matter. We still see over here that the pasuk tells us that it was behema achat tachat arbe. It's almost a behema, behema rabba. Right, and what's our argument here? The pasuk is et behemat halevim tachat behem tam. So we see one behema of the levim tachat behem tam b'Israel. So that's why the Gemara says no. Ema behema. The word behema isn't in the singular. It means in the plural. Maybe behema here means behema rabba. Right. If you look at the pasuk there, vav says vani lo achus al Ninveh ha'ir hagdola sheyesh ba harbei mishtem yishrei ribo adam. This is with Yonah. Right? Ashelo yeda ben yimino l'smolo u'behema rabba. So maybe the same idea over here. There, behema was used as behemot rabot. Right? Not behemat yachid. So to hear, behema means behemat rabbi, but not behemat yachid. So Gemara says, no. Ika imkei nichtov kra u'behemat tachat behema, u'behemtam tachat behemtam. Right? The passage that we're quoting, right? The passage that we're quoting changes the lashon, right? From it says there, umikne rava yudurvein ve'et. Look at the very first pasuk on the Amud. Kachet aleviim tachat kol b'chor b'nei Israel ve'et behemat aleviim tachat behemtam. So there, it's not like in there. They're saying behema and behemtam. The pasuk should have been consistent. Either behemtam or behema. Should have said kach et behemtam haleviim tachat behemtam vayuli or kachet behemat aleviim tachat behemat behema. Yisrael vayuli. Why the pasuk interchange? Shema mina achad patar tuva. To tell us that there's a chidush here. Reason why it's not consistent is that one was equal to many, many more. So Amarava, Rava supports this. Afanam patim. We also got a brighter that supports us. Ufodebo pamim harbe. That's a gemara later. Almost in the daftet. He says the brighter says straight out that we were pode. One was more than many others. So now the gemara says Rabbi Chanina. So now, what was Rabbi Chanina telling us? Rabbi Chanina came along and said, "I'm a Rabbi Chanina, right? Se'echad shoben Levi." He's telling us the Gemara says over here, "Taima de matnitin mafarish." Rabbi Chanina is actually explaining our Mishnah. Vachi ka'amar, my taima pode bo pamim harbe. Why? What's the reason? How were they able to do this? Just look at the Rashi. They says, "If I'm Rabbi Chanina, the Amar se'echad shoben Levi uchulei." Then look at Rashi. Vachi ka'amar. Right? He says, what's my time of poder po pamim? Why? Mishum de se echad shoben Levi poter kama poter chomrim shel Yisrael. How could they do it? Because that's a pasuk. Sort of like you do taught in school, you never explain a word by using the word itself, right? He seems to be explaining the halacha by quoting what he just said. He said, how can they work? Because it works. Am I right? Eh? That's what it seems like, right? He says, why does it work? Why? Because they do. Okay? Itmar, we're going to machlok it now, coming up, machlok it, we're going to Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. Now the question is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kitshu Bechor Bamidbar. The question now is, did this whole process of Bechor take place in the Midbar? Now we're discussing human beings and animals. Remember, it's a bit confusing. When we discuss Bechor here, we're discussing Bechor of animals and Bechor of firstborn. There was a firstborn child born in the desert. Was he a Bechor? Or only a child that was born in Mitzrayim was a Bechor? And maybe when he left Mitzrayim in the desert, he lost his Kedusha? Or not, right? Or and animals as well. If animals were born in the desert, did they have a din of Bechor? Only the Bechor in Mitzrayim was a Bechor, and after, and not born in the desert, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kitshu Bechor Bamidbar. Resh Lakish Amar, Lo Kitshu Bechor Bamidbar. Let's remember also one also piece of background information. When was the Mishkan? What year in the desert? Year 2. Right? So year 2. And who was already the people who did the Avodah in the Mishkan? Were the Levi'im and the Kohanim, not the Bechorot. So the Bechorot basically maximum were Bechorot in the desert for 1 year. And after 1 year, they lost their Bechorot. And the Kedusha and the Kohanim took over. Right? So we'll see what's going on. Remember Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kitshu Bechorot Bamidbar.
What was there for them to do with that? 1 year.
Good question. Yeah. No, that's going to basically be your lucky for seeing that. Okay, you're right. But we could argue that they brought korbanot on bamot. And if they brought bamot, we'll see. Maybe bamot were mutar, and then the bechorot, the ones that davon in the bechorot in the on the bamot. So Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar kitchu bechorot b'mibar. Resh Lakish Amar lo kitchu bechorot b'mibar. Right, look at Rashi. Yeah, look at the Bechorot. She noldu midbar. See, those that were noldu weren't called the shu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kitshu bechorot midbar. He said, why? Drachman Amar lik the shu. The Torah says that. Diktiv kadesh li chol bechor. And this pasuk over here, where's this pasuk come from? This is in Shmot Yud Gimel. Kadesh chol bechor peter kol rechem bivnei Yisrael ba'adav v'hem alihu. Right, and this is already before they left Mitzrayim. Right, so Veresh Lakish Amar lo kitshu bechorot midbar. Diktiv. Rashi says, no. How do you know not? Because the Torah tells us, it's quite interesting, limud ya, in Shmot, Vayaki yaviyacha. Look at the passage, Vayaki yaviyacha, Hashem and Eretz Kanan, Yachiti, Amor, Vachiv, Yisiv, Hashem, Nishbar, Avodecha. When you come to the land, my father, that Hashem promised you, Latet lecha Eretz, Vat Chalam Udvash, Vavadetet Avodah Hazot, Bachodesh Hazeh, on this month, in Pesach, you'll do the work. And then the next pasuk says, well, a few pasukim later, it says, Vavart al kol petrechem Hashem, So, which Rashi says, when do you be uchtiv batray? Afterwards, vehavarta. Michlal says, meaning what? The miikare lo kadosh. Why do you have to go makdish when you come into Eretz Yisrael? Because in the desert there wasn't kedusha. Look at Rashi that says the miikara v'hai kadesh liko b'chor moki leresh lakish b'mitzrayim v'bemidbar lo kidshu. Only took place in Mitzrayim, in the desert not. When you come, ve'avarta kol petrechem, and then you do the kol petrechem, you do pidyon. So when the kedusha takes place, there'll be a gap in the middle. In Mitzrayim there was kadesh libachor, but then it skips over till v'hayaki yaviyacha. So Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, you got a kasha. He says, what are you talking about? Right? Because he brings a brighter here from Masechet Zvachim. Ad shelo hukam mishkan, hayu bamot mutarot v'avodah v'chorot. Here we are. You see? Okay. Obviously, I mean, I've seen this before. Right? Bamot, right? They built them. What do you mean?
Yeah,
build a bama. See, look here. Rashi says, yeah, bamot, kol echad bana mizbayach, umakriv alav, umishu kama mishkan neshru, kriktiv el petach omered lo heviu. Right, so I told this time is a mishkan, you can just go to bamot. So who would do the work? The Bechorot. So it's obviously the Bechorot. But look what Lakish's question to Rav Yochanan's question Lakish is, if you tell me that in the Midbar they weren't Bechorot, weren't became Bechorot, who would do the Avoda in the Mishkan? So look at Rav Lakish answers him. He says, what are you talking about? Amalei, Botan Shiatu Mitzrayim, the ones who came from Mitzrayim. Right? He says, how can I misstab it? It even makes more sense. Why? De'ilo tamich, you don't say that it was the Bechor who left Mitzrayim, ben shana bar mi avid avodahu. What, a one-year-old going to do work? Obviously, they were the adults that left Mitzrayim because they were only allowed to have a bama for 1 year. From year 2, there was a Mishkan. So what, you know, the ones who were born in that year, they did the avoda. So look, the Gemara says like this. It's so pashut this. What was Rabbi Yochanan thinking when you're asking the question? It's almost like a ridiculous question. What was he asking him? Where did he get the, what's the question? It's pashut what Rabbi Lucky said. Right? This is the hachi kakashi. This is what the question was. No, we're messing it up. I itmar, he's like this. I amart, bishlomet lo pasik kedushatayu. Because Reish Lakish didn't only say that they weren't made b'chorot in the desert, but he said the moment they left Mitzrayim, they lost their kedusha. Because he says, vayaka v'yacha, when you come into the land of Israel. So he says, henech de mikara, he says, Rabbi Yochanan saying to Reish Lakish, no. Iyamat bishlomet lo pasik kedushatayu, henech de mikara, nami lo pak kedushatayu. El iyamat pasik kedushatayu, henech de mikara, nami pak kedushatayu. He says, wait a second, let's decide now. If you're telling you those who are born in the desert, in the midbar, don't they lose their kedusha? Then those who came out of Mitzrayim also lost their kedusha. If you say those in the midbar don't lose their kedusha, then I accept that those who came out of Mitzrayim don't lose their kedusha. So then you're right. We've got kohanim that came out of Mitzrayim; they are stay kohanim bechorot. If you tell me in the desert they don't have kedusha, then those who came out of Mitzrayim also lost their kedusha. So then who does the avoda? Right? V'idach sashar takish deal with this. The kadosh, kadosh, lo kadosh, lo kadosh, did now. In fact, he says, those who were kadosh already in Mitzrayim, they stay kadosh. So they could do the avod in that first year. But those who were born wouldn't become kadosh. As another kashin of Reish Lakish, Rabbi Bechran, oto hayom shkam mishkan, passes on that day that the mishkan was built, right? Kirvu lahem b'Yisrael, nedarim, ulelavot, chatot, v'ashamot, pechot, u'mashot. Ah, so what do we see over here? That on that day, when the mishkan was set up, they bought pechorot. So therefore, there must be bechorot to the midbar. Reish Lakish said there aren't bechorot to the midbar, but we saw they bring bechorot to the midbar. So he says, "Nahachi nami botan shiatu Mitzrayim." He says, "No, no, no. Those are the ones that came out of Mitzrayim. They are the bechorot that they brought in the midbar, but not the new ones that were born in the midbar." Umina. So now God says, "Umina." So he says, "Umina ikad the mash." But look at Rashi here. The lo kitchu bechorot ba midbar. Where do you know that? The ketani oto hayom michral de mikan ve'elach. Lo kiruv, sheyom rishon yikrivu kol b'chay b'hayim ha-shiatu Mitzrayim. So he says, and where do we know that? It's a koto hayom hu kirikaruv, b'kamerach lo karuv. Basically, we know that it was only on that day, which was the remnants. From there onwards, it never happened again. You could have another way we could do this whole sugya, right? So, from the other way around. Eitiv Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Oto, so now Reish Lakish has a, now not that Rabbi Yochanan brings a kasha Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish brings a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish brings it as a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. It's separate on its own. So now, Amos, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, no. Amos may oto hayom ve'elach. Don't say oto hayom. Basically, there was the dead end. But starting from that day, which would imply only those who were made. Who walked out here? Nobody. Did somebody walk in there?
No.
Oh, she was up for it. I saw somebody walk out of here, this room, and I'm cutting.
My
guy
didn't walk in.
But I thought somebody got. You got up. Oh, okay. So I'm not going completely mad. All right. And we'll tell you about Umay kamashmelan. So what's the chidush? So that's the kind of the chidush. Me'ato ayom in me'ikara lo. From that day onwards, yes. But prior to that, look at Rashi. Mikara lo, shlo haya yachol kol echad lasot mizbeach lakri b'chorot shelo. The chovot lo karu b'babat yachid. You see that? Interesting, eh? It says, what's the chidush avi? As a separate halacha altogether. We said that there were bamot up until the Mishkan. Comes along and he says, no, what's the halacha? A bama is only good for your own personal korban. But when there's a chova, like a b'chor, you can't do a b'chor on a bama. A chova, so that's why. From that day onwards, once they had a Mishkan, they could bring the Bechor. Up until there, they couldn't bring the Bechor. Right? So the Gemara said, Alma, so Chavot HaBamet, look at that. It has proof to this, right? Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan, Nimtzeit Ata Omer, B'Shlosha Mekomot, Kitru Bechor B'Yisrael. So we see how we've got a Braita that says there were three times that the Bechorot, three moments that they were Kiddush Bechorot. B'mitzrayim, b'midbar, u'b'knisatan Eretz Yisrael. U'b'knisatan Yisrael Eretz. Laritz, right, to Eretz Yisrael. And yeah, this seems to imply that there was in the Midbar. And Reish Lakish says, it is in the Midbar. This is proof to this part is proof to Rabbi Yochanan. He also says, Mitzrayim, Mahu Omer, what's the Makor for Mitzrayim? So the Pasuk there is, Pasuk from Shmot Yudgim, we saw already, Kadeshti Kol Bechor, Petr Korich, and Bibnei Shal, Badom Hemar, Lihu, it's about Mitzrayim. But Midbar, where's the story from Midbar? That next Pasuk comes over here, is Pasuk Bamidbar, Kilicho Bechor, Bibnei Shal, Badom Hemar, Biyom HaKoti, Kol Bechor, Bet Mitzrayim, Higdashti Yotamni. From that moment onwards, it will set them in the Midbar. Kilicho Mikhar, Bibnei Shal. And then Bichnisatam La'aretz, the third time they were here was that Huomer V'hayak Yaviacha. That's what Reish Lakish wanted to use as a proof V'havarta. So those we've got a nice good argument over here. So Gemara says no, maybe that's not the case at all. You can't prove anything from that. Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We can prove from that is B'shloshamu Komot Huzaru Al Bechorot. They were taught the warning of the Bechorot. Basically, there's the din, the kedusha of the Bechorot. But look at Rashi, Ulolam Lekeshi Kansu La'aretz. However, the din of the kiddush was only when they come into Israel. Likadosh Velo Kidshu. That's when you be Magdish, they weren't Kudsh in the Gemara says, Mitzrayim Namilo, Mitzrayim Namilo Kadosh. You tell me Mitzrayim that there wasn't kiddush of Mitzrayim. Because according to this argument over here, of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, even in Mitzrayim there wasn't kiddush, and even in that Reish Lakish agrees. Reish Lakish doesn't argue on that point. Reish Lakish even says in the Mitzrayim yes, but not in the Midbar. You tell me now, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, only the three were huzara. There was only a hazara, but not actually a kiddush. He says, well, in Mitzrayim lo namid lo kiddush, haka amay the kiddush. He says, no, haka amay mehen kiddushu umehen lo kiddushu. Some of these there were, some of those there weren't, but basically that is not a proof for Rav Yochanan. Should we still have a yeah, Makira, what time? We've got 2-3 minutes. What's time? We've got 4 minutes. Okay, we're never doing well. Okay, Makira, Papa, Ubimidbar lo kitchu. So now we start again. Right? Because yeah, according to Rab Nachum bar Yitzchak, so we saw there that in the day in Mitzrayim there was. And what about in the desert? Ubimidbar lo kitchu, v'hakativ, pakor ko b'chor zachar b'nei shel. And Mefurash Pasuk is, v'yom Hashem Moshe, pakor ko b'chor zachar b'nei shel, b'ben chodesh u'malev as... Beside Mispar Shemotam, go now and count all the Bechorot of the Kol Bechor of Zachar Bnei Yisrael in the desert. She says, no, Eliyat Mar Hachi Itmar. Look at Rashi, look at that, there's Rashi there. Okay, well, there's Rashi. V'hakti Pekor Kol Bechor, Ben Chodesh Shemal, Ben Chodesh Vadai, B'midbar Nolad. Now he's saying if it's a Ben Chodesh, right, so you can't tell me that those are the ones that are from Mitzrayim. Because if they didn't stay Ben Chodesh for a couple of years, right? This is in Sefer Bamidbar, this is at the end, right? Daha hai maseh b'shana shenitavai. Okay, this is the end. I would have thought it was earlier on, later on. Okay, that's just in the second year. So in the second year, you haven't got a month-year-old that was coming out of Mitzrayim. Because the Eir Mahachitmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kitru v'lo Pasku. That's the difference. Rabbi Yochanan says that they were Kitru v'lo Pasku. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kitru u'pasku. Right, look at Rashi, Rabbi Pasku, Misha'at ha-cheshbon shel chumash ha-pekudim ve'ilach. So he says, you're right, there was a period, but then it stopped. From the moment that this whole story stopped over here, it was over. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it carried on even into the whole period of the desert.